Will you do better for them?
I...
Ravenna's life sense jolted at a warning of large groups of people approaching.
Colors! They found us!
Outside, through the garden, she saw something terrible. Purple and yellow uniforms on hulking men with gray faces. Lifeless soldiers. The city watch. Peasants scattered, screaming as the lifeless tromped into the garden, led by a number of uniformed living city guards.
Colors! Run!
But not...
Tonkfa grabbed her arm, towing her out of the building as Denth charged the guards. The slumlords and their people were in disarray as they fled, though the city guard were quickly moving to cut off the exits.
Cowards!
Tonkfa pulled Ravenna into a small alleyway across from the garden.
What's going on?
Raid. Shouldn't be too dangerous unless...
The men from the slumlords' groups, feeling trapped, had engaged the lifeless. Ravenna felt a sense of horror watching the terrible gray-faced men wade amongst the swords and daggers, ignoring wounds. The creatures pulled out their weapons and began to attack. Denth moved to defend the mouth of Ravenna's alleyway.
Lord's phantoms!
Tonkfa pushed Ravenna ahead of him as they retreated.
Those fools decided to resist. Now we're in trouble.
But how did they find us?
Don't know. Don't care. They might be after you. They might be after those slumlords. I hope we never find out. Keep moving!
Ravenna and Tonkfa burst out of the alleyway. There, standing in the street waiting, was a group of five lifeless. The lifeless looked as if they were stone, their expressions eerily grim in the waning light. Tonkfa glanced backward, obviously decided that Denth wasn't going to be arriving anytime soon, then resignedly held his hands up and dropped his sword.
I can't take five of them on my own, princess. Not lifeless. We'll have to let them arrest us.
Ravenna slowly held her hands up as well. The lifeless pulled out their weapons.
We surrender?
The creatures charged. Tonkfa snatched his sword off the ground.
Run!
Ravenna stumbled to the side as several of the lifeless charged Tonkfa. She scrambled away as quickly as she could. Tonkfa tried to follow but had to stop to defend himself. Ravenna slowed, glancing back in time to see him ram his dueling blade through the neck of a lifeless. The creature gushed something that was not blood. Three others got around Tonkfa, though he did manage to whip his blade to the side, taking one in the back of the leg. It fell to the cobblestones. Two ran toward her. Ravenna dashed away, overwhelmed with terror, taking the first corner she saw, ducking into an alleyway. She raced for the other end, but in her haste she tripped on her skirt.
Help!
Ravenna scrambled to her feet. Something darkened the other end of the alleyway. A hulking figure with gray skin. Ravenna stopped, then spun. The other two entered the alleyway behind her. She backed against the wall, feeling suddenly cold, shocked.
Oh, stray god of colors, please!
The three lifeless advanced on her, weapons drawn. She looked down. A bit of rope, frayed but still useful, sat in the refuse beside her discarded green skirt. Like everything else, the rope called to her. As if it knew that it could live again. She couldn't sense the lifeless bearing down on her, but ironically, she felt as if she could sense the rope, could imagine it, twisting around legs, tying the creatures up. Ravenna glanced back at the lifeless with their inhumanly human eyes. She watched them approach and saw her death reflected in their unfeeling eyes. Ravenna trembled as she grabbed the rope. She knew the mechanics. Her tutors had trained her. She'd need to touch the fallen skirt to drain color out of it.
Come to life.
Nothing happened. She knew the mechanics, but that obviously wasn't enough.
Please, please, save me.
The first lifeless reached her, the one who had cut her off at the far end of the alleyway. The creature leaped over her. She looked up in shock as the creature slammed its weapon into one of the others as they arrived. Ravenna blinked her eyes clear, and only then did she recognize the newcomer. Not Denth, not Tonkfa, Claude.